You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now with our look at agricultural weather is meteorologist Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Good afternoon, Don.
Good afternoon.
Boy, I am sick of winter, and it just keeps on coming, doesn't it?
It does, and there's more to come. I tell you, for at least here another week to 10 days, everybody from the Mississippi East is going to continue with colder than normal temperatures, more Arctic intrusions, more opportunities for ice and snow. I do think that February is going to moderate a little bit, but we may trade severe cold to maybe increased frequency of storminess across the United States. So for those of you tired of winter, I don't have much good news for you because we're only halfway done with it.
And it really has impacted livestock over on the western side of the Corn Belt, hasn't it?
Oh, it really has. In terms of not being able to put on weight, going through feed supplies rather rapidly, this has been a tough year for beef producers, especially in those areas you mentioned. And then, you know, when you get a pattern like this, you do get these extremes where you have one extreme, you're going to have the opposite, and that's in the far west, where the very dry conditions in the west coast areas, California and the desert southwest. And, you know, one thing we'll be concerned about is the western plains. We've got a lot of bare ground and dry conditions in Kansas, western Nebraska, and the panhandle areas, and we'll be concerned about cold moving into those areas with little or no snow cover.
Let's turn our attention to South America. When we left last weekend before the long weekend, the advertised weather in Argentina was going to be good, solid showers over the driest of areas, some which may be very beneficial to relieve stress from moisture reductions. And while it's rained some, I don't think we got all that it's been advertised to be.
No, in fact, there were more losers than winners when it came to rain here in the past week in Argentina. Now, we have seen on the soil moisture profile change, there has been some improvements, but there are improvements that don't cover a large geographic area and miss some areas. Now, the trend is still better for Argentina in terms of what they may be able to see coming our way here in the next week, which are some more opportunities for showers, but there'll still be some dry areas left over.
Northeastern Brazil could use some rain, too.
They could, and that's an area that probably is going to struggle a little bit here in the next week.
What other areas are you keeping close watch on globally?
Well, if we were to stay in the southern hemisphere, it's been very warm and dry in Australia, but the trend there is cooler and a little bit more wet.
Anything else before we let you go?
Keep the snow shovel handy in the mitten.
Oh, thanks a lot, Don. Don Day of Day Weather in Cheyenne, Wyoming. And that is today's Closing Market Report. Say, have you had a chance to look at this website yet? WILLAG.org. All of our audio analysis is up there, as well as a link to subscribe to our free Ag e-newsletter, WILLAG.org. Click on the subscribe link in the right navigation window. This is Dave Dickey.